Welcome to Hills I'd Die On, a podcast where I, Taylor Cox, invite guests to discuss and debate unpopular opinions they're so passionate about, they'd be willing to die on a hill over it. Thanks for listening. Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Hills I'd Die On. Some deeply exciting news of the day is that we are now all over the social medias. You can follow the official Hills I'd Die On graveyard on Twitter at Hills I'd Die On and on Instagram at Hills I'd Die On Podcast. You can also follow me on Twitter / Instagram at I'm Taylor Cox, or pay your respects to our fallen soldiers by heading over to Apple Podcasts and leaving us a 5-star review and a nice comment. That's all that's welcome there. Thank you very much. What a day. So now that we've gotten the housekeeping out of the way, let's get into the real excitement of the hour. Today is the most wonderful day on the podcast because today we've got a very, very wonderful human in our midst. She is a writer-actor for projects like Santa Clarita Diet and Corporate and Maya and Marty, and her extremely viral web series that she wrote and starred in, Adult Wednesday Addams. She's so dang funny and ridiculously talented, and I am deeply jazzed to help her die on this hill today. Please welcome to the podcast, Melissa Hunter.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so happy that you're here, truly.
In your beautiful rent-controlled apartment.
I know. We really have had some... I'm so thrilled to know that you also have that type of deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's a prison of your own making, but it's also your castle.
Absolutely. So thrilled to be here. Everything's falling apart, but like...
Your landlord hates you and just tries to like smoke you out in any way possible.
110%. But also 2 bedrooms.
Oh, I have... Mine is just 1 bedroom.
But you're also in West Hollywood, which is like so dreamy.
Yeah, it's very central.
So, yeah.
Not as cool, certainly, as your neighborhood, but...
I feel like maybe 10 years ago it was considered cool. And when I moved here, it was like, oh, like everyone's young. But now all of a sudden there's just kids everywhere. And I was like, when did that happen? And I was like, oh, it's just we all grew up.
Oh,
like
yes,
everyone who
yes,
thought
yes.
they were cool grew
it's
up. And now there's...
Stroller yeah. central. Yeah. My sister lives in London and... she lives in an area that they call like the area is filled with yummy mummies and it's like fancy young moms with like strollers and stuff. Cool.
That's exactly. We have Ivanhoe right down the block and it's anytime I try to like walk to coffee in the morning, it's just like trendy mom, trendy child, like trendy stroller, like slash trendy nanny. Let's be clear here. Just everywhere. The youths have migrated.
Yeah.
They want no part
tell
in
us.
Las Vegas. Definitely. I'm definitely not part of whatever group is spearheading that movement.
No,
that's for sure.
Me neither.
So you just got back from New York.
I did.
Yes.
Yeah. I worked on, which has now been announced, so I'm allowed to talk about it. It was Drew Barrymore is doing a talk show.
So awesome.
So she and I worked with her on Santa Clarita Diet,
which is
obviously.
Like so cool that she brought you over.
Yeah. It was like when Drew Barrymore calls you, you answer the phone and you say yes.
What a dream.
I know.
Hi, Melissa, Drew Barrymore.
She didn't actually call
Drew.
I know. Her producers, but I imagine
I like
one
to
day.
Believe, yeah.
I'll get
she was
the
just
phone
like,
call.
Hi, it's Drew. I feel like I'm being punked. That's enough.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But it was very fun. I've had a couple of New York jobs and it's always like I was unemployed for a little bit and it's like, then all of a sudden you have to, you get a job and you have to move that day across the country.
It's
like that's the only way this industry works.
Hiatus is like such a cruel joke. Like it sounds like such a nice thing to end a job and be like, oh, I have a month off. But like in that month you're like, well, I may never work again.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the second you find out you have a job, there's no time to enjoy.
No. There's no time to celebrate.
No.
when I got my Marty, I literally had to move that day. I like gave my cat to my mom and like tried to do laundry and the laundry machine wasn't working and I burst into tears because I had to get on a red eye that night.
That's crazy for Monday work.
Yeah, it was on a it was a very
crazy
story.
It was whatever
day it was, the deal closed and they were like, and you have to show up at work tomorrow.
That is bananas.
Yeah.
I mean like so exciting because it, like, what a, another cool job.
Yeah. But I mean, like, it was amazing, yeah. But it was just like, you have no time to feel good about it. You're just so immediately stressed.
The only time this worked in my favor ever was I found out that I got Abby's last year.
Yeah.
At the airport on my way to a trip. Like, I was going to Italy and I was nervous. I was like, it was for a wedding. And I was like, I'm missing part of staffing season. This is like such a dumb idea for me to be going, but like, we already booked it and I didn't know. And then it literally hit like 10 minutes before we boarded. And I was like, this is a miracle. So for two
weeks.
What
a dream.
It was so dreamy. It'll never happen again. Let's be clear.
I've always dreamed of that scenario. I feel like every job I've ever gotten started the next day.
Yeah.
And I have one friend who just got a job and it starts like, I think in a few weeks. And I'm like, go do something. Yes. This is the best time 100%. Of your life is when you're free and you know a job
always.
Is coming.
And it's always, what always ends up happening too, is if you have a couple of days, you're like, well, I put off doing all the doctor's appointments that I could have done for the 3 months I was unemployed.
Yes.
And now instead of like enjoying this, like I've got like 6 dermatology appointments, like gotta hit up the guy now. Like there's like, oh, it's yeah. Maintenance yeah. galore for those 24 hours. Mm-hmm. But that's not what we're here to talk about
no,
today.
No.
We are here to talk about a hill that I feel very deeply about. And I am very excited to get mm-hmm. into. Would you please tell us what that hill is?
Yeah, the surprise parties are always a bad idea.
Amazing. And the term you used for me, which I loved, yes. was that they are gaslighting.
Yeah, the surprise parties are gaslighting, terrible ideas.
I want to defend surprise parties so badly by the nature of the podcast.
You can't. Because they're gaslighting awful. Bad ideas.
They're awful. And just for those that don't know gaslighting, will you define that for us?
Yeah, it's like gaslighting is making someone believe something that is not true, that is not what they believe to be true. So you're like making them feel crazy
yeah.
because what they believe to be true, you are telling them is incorrect.
God. That's exactly what they are. That
yeah.
is exactly what they are.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's get into it.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to start preface mm-hmm. by saying that like, I think it's a very nice idea, like that you want to throw your loved one a surprise party that is like very thoughtful and kind.
Sure.
But the road to hell is paved with good intentions, you know? And it's like, ultimately it is like, to what end are
sure.
you doing this? And I want to also specify that I'm talking specifically about birthday parties.
Yes.
I think anniversary parties for your parents, your retirement parties, engagement parties, those are different.
Okay.
Because
interesting.
They don't have as many expectations
sure.
set with them. Birthday parties, surprise birthday parties, I believe are the problem because a birthday is something that's very personal, right?
Yeah.
You know, like it's your own personal New Year's that no one else
yeah.
has.
You're
but
at your
you.
Most vulnerable.
Yeah. And it's like you want certain things for your birthday and you don't want certain things for your birthday. Sometimes, you know, let's break it down. You either want a party.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't want to party. And either are correct. It's your fucking birthday. Can
yes,
I swear on this
of
podcast?
Course. Go for it.
It's your fucking birthday. If you don't want a party, don't have a party. And if you want one, throw a party. Or
totally.
Ask your friend to throw you a party.
Yes.
Whatever you want. So if you are the person that is deciding, no, no, I am going to be the controller of your birthday destiny. And the person that you're throwing the party for, I'm just going to say it in terms of partners because I think it's easier. That if your partner doesn't want a party,
mm-hmm.
you are explicitly going against their wants and needs
totally.
To prove to them that they want a
yeah,
party.
You're making it about you.
You're making it about you. You're like pushing expectations and wants onto them.
Yeah, you're projecting what you want for your birthday onto somebody who explicitly told you otherwise.
Yes. And I have an example of that,
oh,
but we'll get back
okay.
to. And if they do want a party, what you are doing is you have to act like you don't care about their wants and needs, that you don't think they're good enough or popular enough or loved enough to have a party. And you have to actively lie to them about how you're feeling about their wants and needs so that you can trick them. This
yeah.
is all a bunch of trickery.
It's so mean-spirited.
And that is like the key gaslighting element of
yes.
like you are doing all this work behind the scenes. And in order to do this one moment of surprise, you have to convince them that you don't love them as much as you love them, that you don't care about them or attend to them as much as you are secretly doing. And then this birthday, the person having their birthday has to sit for days, weeks, thinking that people don't love them.
That's the part that blows my mind the most, is that it feels like the person throwing the surprise party think that this like 2-hour party is going to make up for like a full week of like making this person feel unloved.
Yes.
And it is wild to me.
It's crazy.
It is fully wild to me. Again, even if it's the nicest intention of being like, but they're going to be so happy. Mm-hmm. You're completely neglecting the fact that they are feeling so sad and so miserable
for
right
weeks,
now.
Yes. Probably. They might even be considering breaking up with you.
Totally.
Because you're like, I told him I wanted a party and he's saying, I think we should just go to a dinner, you and me.
Yeah.
And also like the friends have to be in on it too. Yep. So if you're the birthday person, you're like, I'm texting my friend Taylor being like, do you want to come maybe meet for drinks? And what do you have to say, Taylor?
And I'm obligated to say, no, I'm not available on your birthday, to make you feel like every single one of your friends and loved ones that you hope to be there to celebrate won't do it.
Do not care.
Yeah.
And
have better things.
I think the one way that a lot of people think that they can pull this off by not hurting their feelings is creating the diversion,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like the other thing that they're doing to celebrate their birthday. And that is a huge mistake because for the person that wanted a party and you are saying, no, we're going to do something better than a party.
Yes.
And so maybe you tell them what it is. Maybe you're saying, oh, we're going to do the other thing. I want to use this example of my friend for her 30th birthday. Her husband threw her a surprise party. Mm-hmm. Very nice couple. The husband is a very good man.
we'll preface with
a lot of prefacing. And so we all came over to their house. They were out to dinner, came back, surprise. It happened. By the way, when you have a surprise party, all anyone wants to know the whole time is, were you surprised? Like,
yeah,
that's
so
the
true.
Only question you get the whole night. And you're like, I don't, it's just one moment in my life. But
and the answer is either like, yes, I was deeply sad for a week, or no, I knew. And thank God I knew. So this feels like nothing
and
to
if
me.
You knew, everyone's like mad at you.
Yeah.
And like, it's the smugness of like, we did it. Are you happy with us? It's like, everyone just expects you to be super like, gracious for this thing you didn't ask for. So my friend came to the party and I was talking to her and I was like, were you surprised? And she was like, yeah, I really didn't know because my husband said we were going on a trip. And I was like, oh, he's like, yeah, that's how he tricked me. He's like, we were going out to dinner tonight and then we're going to go on a trip tomorrow.
Wait, that's crazy.
Wait, it gets worse. So she was asking a lot of questions. It was like, oh, it's a surprise. And she's like, well, how long are we going to be gone? And he said, 5 days, too long. And she said, well, should I bring a bathing suit? And he said, yes.
Oh, no.
And she had mentioned, I guess, earlier that year that she really wants to go to Hawaii. And so she was convinced that she was going to Hawaii. So at that party, she found out that she wasn't going to Hawaii and instead having a party with 30 of her friends at her house.
That is the most poorly. Oh, that's so dark. That is truly so sad. I had a friend do that with an engagement and we had to have a full conversation about it because it wanted to be a surprise party engagement. It wasn't nearly this bad, but it was one of those things where they were like, okay, I'm going to tell her we're going to this like crazy Chrissy Teigen event. And we were like, okay, you got to stop though, because she would be thrilled to do this.
Yeah.
And even though she's going to be extra thrilled to be getting proposed to, there's definitely going to be a moment of like, but are we going to go? are we going to go? You know what I mean? It's like a weird thing of like, don't get them excited. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But then at the other end of the spectrum, if they are completely miserable with the alternative, then you're doing the other thing. So there's no winning.
There's no winning.
Oh, no. I hope that couple got to go to Hawaii. Have they ever gone or did they break up?
No, they're still together. I don't know if they did. That's a good question.
Okay.
I will ask
if they're listening, he owes her a Hawaii
trip. Yeah, he certainly does.
A little bit.
The other... So I've had one surprise party.
Oh, really?
When I was a kid.
Also, wait, real quick. Did she pack?
Oh,
for
that's
the
a good question. I mean, she must have.
She must,
and you're
like,
making
get off
a
work?
Woman pack.
Yeah, that's
like,
crazy.
What a horrible thing to
like,
do. And
you're
then
making
she just like
her
sadly unpacks
totally
her, like sarongs
right.
and big straw hats.
Totally. Totally. Like, I would have done like a full Target run for like everything I needed. Like, yeah. There would have been so much preparation going into this. Like, I would have made an itinerary. Like,
a sweet man just did not. He was in over his
also,
head.
Also, did she arrive to the surprise party dressed for the airport? Because that's the other
thing. No. Well, that's the other problem.
Yeah.
But because you have to create some sort of scenario where they dress nicely.
Right.
But also, like, especially for a woman, it's like you want to dress a certain way for a birthday party.
Yes.
And the closest people usually do is like a dinner.
Totally.
But it's like, if you're just going to dinner with your husband, you're not going to dress the same. Like, there might have been a special dress that you wanted.
Totally.
The other thing that I think I'm digressing, but that's key, is the guest list.
Totally.
I think as much as you know a person, you do not know who they do and do not want at a party, whether you accidentally invite like two exes or, you know, like people that you used to be on a sketch team with 10 years ago and you haven't seen and now it's weird. Like, just, you just don't, or you forget a whole swath of people, or you invite one person and you're like your work friend group and not all of them.
100%.
It's like, it's very hard to predict who someone actually
wants
at their birthday.
I feel like the whole idea of surprise party like falls on this like really false idea that someone knows you so well that they know everything, like exactly how to make the most perfect day for you.
Yes.
And that is both crazy and not real and idealistic. And you know what's way sexier than that? Communication.
Yes. Saying what you want.
Yes. And like being able to do it together. If someone throws me a party and is like, I'm going to do this for you,
I would love that.
Amazing.
A dream.
Here's some ideas I had. Here's a list I made up for you. If you want to like do, I would be like, this is the nicest thing ever.
Yeah. Like, my boyfriend for my birthday this year, like, and we do this usually for each other, is like, I'll give him my list of people that I want to invite.
Yeah.
And like, you know, this year was a lot smaller than I usually
do.
Because I just felt like a lot to invite, like, all the entire comedy community.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it was like, we've talked about a theme and all this stuff. And it was just like really nice that he took care of it.
Yes.
But also that I had a little bit of control
over it. That you knew what
it
was going to happen. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to talk about my surprise birthday party. So I was 7 or 8.
Uh-huh.
And my I think it was that my mom and sister took me out to breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when all my like school friends came over, and they had told me that I was going to go that day to Universal Studios. And so I walk in the door after breakfast talking about Universal Studios and how excited I am. I had always wanted to go.
Aww.
And then everyone jumps up and shouts surprise. And then the mean girl in my class walks up to me and says, guess you're not going to Universal Studios, and laughs. And
no.
I burst into tears and was like inconsolable.
Oh no.
And my poor parents, it's just like,
right. Who were like, we didn't realize this was like such a like lifelong dream.
Yeah.
We thought this was just going to be like a quick diversion.
But that's the risk of the diversion.
It
you
is.
Know?
Oh, that's so bad. I had one about that age as well.
Oh yeah.
And mine, I was so clueless. It was like a week before my birthday, so I wasn't thinking anything was going to happen. But my mom told me that we were going Christmas tree shopping.
Aww.
And I was such a little bitch, and it was really cold outside and like fully blizzarding. And I was like, no, this is crazy. Why are we going Christmas tree shopping? Like, it's horrible outside.
Uh-huh.
And my mom was like, well, we're going as a family. We're going right now. And I was like, absolutely not. I had a full on conniption, like throwing a tantrum, like the worst person in the world, till finally my mom goes, fine, how about we go pick up your friends and go have a birthday party? And I was like, oh. And I remember being like, okay, that sounds better. But then feeling so ashamed.
Oh, no.
Because I was like, oh, I'm such a dickhead.
How old were you?
Probably like 9.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Young enough, old enough that like I was being a total dick. Like,
yeah.
I should have been,
mm-hmm.
not been such an asshole, but like young enough where I was just like, oh, I'm so ashamed. Like, that's so nice. But like, I was having a full meltdown about a Christmas tree.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the other problem. That's brings me to another point, is like, when you are the person doing the surprise, not only do you have to like trick them into thinking you don't love them, but you have to be a dick to them. You
yes.
have to be super controlling.
Totally.
So I have thrown one surprise party.
Oh, you have?
Yes. It was for my parents' anniversary 2 years ago. It was
a
40th wedding anniversary.
Uh-huh.
And this was a big lesson for me, where I My mom said, you know, when it was my parents' 40th anniversary, we threw them a big party, and I had to say, okay, mom, well, that was you. I like had to be a dick. It didn't Aww. Go over well. So me and my sister planned this, but my sister lives in London, so she couldn't come out for it. But I like, you know, got all my family, and we had it at our family friend's house who has like a big house, and it's out in Malibu. And so me and my boyfriend, like, I was losing my mind about like the whole planning thing. I had to deal with like my aunts and uncles and cousins and like all of this coordinating. I have to go out to Malibu in the morning and like help my family friend, like, cause I'm not going to just like you do it.
Yeah.
So me and Jeremy went out there in the morning, and then we had to pick up my parents. And the plan was we were going to go to this restaurant in Malibu where we used to go and stop at Charmaine's, the family friend, for a champagne toast. And then Charmaine would come. Mm-hmm. And then my mom was like, I'm just running late. Let's just not stop at Charmaine's. Oh, no. And I'm like, no, we got to. I'll push the reservation. Like, I don't want to like drive. It's out of the way. You guys just like, let's just go straight there. We'll tell Charmaine to meet us. I'm like, no, mom, we need to go there. And she like yelled at her. And then her friend was calling as we were driving. And like, and this is a long drive to Malibu.
Oh, man.
And it's one of her best friends. And I was like, why is he calling? Don't pick up the phone. I started like, cause I was worried he was going to ruin
the surprise. Totally.
And like, I was just such a dick to my mom all day, but was really controlling, and it was just exhausting and not worth it.
Oh, that's such a bummer. And then when it happened,
I mean, they were very excited,
sure.
But they were like bewildered.
Totally. And I'm sure she was probably, part of her was probably like, oh shit. I was like being difficult today.
Yeah.
And they did this nice thing. And so then part of it is tainted because you feel guilty.
Yeah. And I think she was probably a little mad at me that I didn't throw her a party.
Totally.
And so it was just this weird dynamic. And then in the end, I think they would have just enjoyed much more had I told them, I want to throw you a party. You guys don't have to do anything. Just show up. It would have been much better for our relationship.
Then instead you're delivering relief instead of joy, right? Like, you're literally giving somebody, like, you're making them be like, oh my God, I'm so grateful that I'm not being gaslit. Like I'm so grateful I'm not crazy, that my children do care about me enough to celebrate me in the way that I kind of explicitly asked for, you know what I mean? And like, you're like, oh, okay, great. So you're not getting joy. You're just getting relief.
Yes.
It's such a bummer.
Yeah. And I feel like it was the first half of it was them being like, oh, I guess this has happened. Like they couldn't even enjoy it.
Right.
And I feel like the other thing is you do so much in when you're throwing it in behind the scenes that by the end of it, you are expecting this gratitude.
Totally.
That like, is shitty ultimately.
Totally.
Like
100%.
It's not something that they asked for or that they wanted.
No.
But maybe they wanted. And then it's just all about you.
Totally. The other thing that like, and I know again, I'm supposed to be playing devil's advocate here, mm-hmm. but like when it comes to parties, I love the anticipation. Like,
yeah.
I think like when something special is coming up, being able to like be excited about it is like half the joy. And being like I'm going to pick my outfit and maybe I'm going to go get my hair done for something fun like that. And I get to like know it's coming up and like have something to look forward to after a long work week.
Yep.
And like you miss out on, especially with something like a trip. Like if that is what's happening, you get the buildup, and that's like a lot of the joy.
Yeah, I think so. And then it's just like a weird whirlwind that feels like a fever dream.
100%.
And people had to work really hard to do it.
Totally. I honestly feel like surprise parties are essentially pranks.
Yes.
And in my opinion, pranks are like the lowest common denominator of comedy.
Pranks are bad.
They are. Pranks are the worst. I hate them.
They're mean-spirited. Yes. And like, just it's everyone else is in on it, but you.
Yes.
And that's what the surprise party
is. That's exactly
like
what it is.
Yeah.
It's you said it perfectly. It is literally gaslighting. It is making someone feel insane. And then you're essentially the butt of the joke because you were tricked, but it's for you.
So you
have to then be grateful
to
have been tricked. It blows my mind.
When I was talking about this podcast with my friend, she was like, oh, did you not know about my surprise party horror story?
Oh no.
So it's like just casually mentioning it, you hear the horror stories
totally
coming in. So this is one in the category of someone who did not want to party.
Oh no.
So it was her birthday like a year ago and she was feeling really weird about it, was like single and sure. like had job stuff, whatever. Just like wanted it to be really low key.
Yeah. She wasn't feeling great with where she was at that point yeah. of the year.
And it's just, she just wanted to do something simple.
Totally.
And she decided that she wanted to like have dinner with her, like, two or three of her girlfriends, one of her friends cooks or whatever. Amazing. And like just at like in sweats hang out. And she has a winter birthday and she loves to ski. So she and her brother went to Big Bear for the day because mm-hmm. you get to go skiing for free on your birthday, apparently, at Big Bear.
Oh, amazing.
So she drove to Big Bear with her brother and drove back. She was the one driving too. So she was exhausted. Mm-hmm. Her brother knew it was happening. And she was like, ugh, I don't, she wanted to like cancel on the friends, but her brother was like, no, like they, you know, you should go. And yeah. she's like, okay. And so she goes over, she's basically in sweats and they're all acting kind of weird and they haven't prepared any food. And they're like, we actually thought it'd be fun to go out. And she's like, I don't want to go out. Can we just like order takeout or something?
She's
like,
no.
She's like, no, let's go out. And they kept mentioning this one restaurant. She's like, and she's like, I don't want to go. Like, if you guys want to go, go ahead. Like, right. it's my birthday. I just want to like sit. And then she finally realized, she's like, oh no, you guys are throwing me a surprise party, aren't you?
Oh no.
And so she had to go. And she, and it, I think
did she,
also,
call them out?
Yeah, she realized it. I think because someone had said to her like a month or two earlier, like, should we just throw you a surprise party? And she's like, no, don't do that. Like yeah. it was, so she figured it out and then went, and they, her friends got mad at her for not being grateful about the party. And she ended up having to apologize to them. So for her own birthday party. So, my God.
That's such a bummer.
This madness needs to stop.
It needs to stop. It really does need to stop. And I feel like now that we're talking about it, I'm realizing how many surprise parties I've fully enabled. Like, yes. I've definitely been on the other side. I don't know if I've thrown any. Oh, no. You know what? I guess I hosted it, but somebody else threw it for my old roommate.
Okay.
Sweetest person in the world. The day leading up to her birthday, she was fucking miserable. And it was so clear that she was like, well, if anyone's available, like, and
yeah.
And her friends were like, this is so fun. She thinks nobody knows. She thinks we all forgot. And I was like, this is fun for you because yeah. you know it's not real.
Yes.
And I'm watching her heartbreak. And I was literally like, no. Like, it got to the point where I was like, well, we're celebrating, like you and me, like trying to be like, we're going out. Like, it's yeah. going to be so much fun. And everyone's going to like want to celebrate you this week. It's just a crazy weekend. And being like, and again, she came in and she cried, and I think it was just relief. Like, she was like, oh my God, I went from feeling completely miserable to feeling like, oh thank God, I have friends after all.
Yeah, that's awful.
It's so
and it's
cruel.
Not worth it. And I've been in that situation too, because I love like celebrating people.
Yeah.
And I do like a surprise. Like, generally surprises can be
do
really
you?
Nice.
Okay. Cause I was going to ask you, cause you specified birthday parties. How do you feel about like surprise, like engagement parties or things like that?
I mean, I think surprising, like if you can find a way to surprise your partner when
yes.
you when you propose
sure.
to them, that is wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Like I do think that should be the marriage should be discussed before.
Yes.
I think it's a little crazy when people are like, we never even talked about it.
Same.
And,
I'm
so surprised.
About
it's
it
like,
for sure.
No, you guys are entering like the most important contract
100%.
Of your life.
Cause that almost freaks me out more than surprise birthday parties.
Yes.
Because it's like fully, you're asking for like a giant commitment. Like by the time.
In front of people, like the
yeah.
public engagements, I think.
Oh God. Public engagements are my biggest fear.
Yeah. I mean, I get, it's almost not as bad if it's like a public engagement, you're at a restaurant or whatever, but in front of your friends and family, it's
sure.
like, it just feels like such an intimate
yeah.
one-on-one thing.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
It also feels like, again, especially in like, you know, a heterosexual couple, it's almost always the man who gets to
mm-hmm.
do all the surprising.
Yeah.
So again, you feel like this like crazy woman because you either like haven't had the conversation and you're either hoping to, or you're putting it off because you're not ready to have it.
Yeah.
Or you've like had the conversation and now you're like, was he lying? And again, you're like,
yeah.
was he kidding? Are we not going to do this? Like
yes.
Mike and I have fully had the conversation where we're like, all right, when we're ready to do this, we're going together to like find a ring. These are the months you can do it. You can go rogue in this capacity.
Yeah.
This is what I want. I do not want to be in front of people. I do. And I'm like, and this is your guidelines. Be well.
I think that's really nice though.
Yeah.
I think it's like, showing explicitly what you want 100%. Within parameters.
And Mike's like, thank God.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go in prepared to do something because it, like, that's joyful
especially
for both of us.
Especially the ring. That's a crazy thing to me of like a man just, and this is again, heterosexual yes. couples, like a man picking out the most expensive thing anyone will probably ever own as like a thing you wear.
Yes. And blindly picking it out. Again, it's like, he knows me so well. It's like, no, we are going together and being like, this yeah. is precisely what it is. Let's yes. make sure it's like actually in our budget. Let's mm-hmm. make sure that it's the conflict-free thing we talked
yes.
about. Or just and communication, like, people. It's so sexy.
It's so sexy. And it's also, yeah, the money factor is so crazy to me. Because
it's
like,
my mind.
That's the biggest thing when you enter into a marriage, you are merging your finances. And yes. so if it's like, oh, it was so romantic that he spent $20,000 on a ring. Ugh. Like that could be the down payment.
Totally.
Add to the down payment of your house. Or like, that should be a discussion
yes.
too.
Because that expectation needs to be explicitly discussed. And if you can't have a conversation about the finances of one tiny thing that's going on your hand, you probably shouldn't be getting engaged
yeah.
to begin with.
And it's like, that's not his money anymore. That's your collective money that
totally.
He spent.
Right. That's allegedly the point, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That makes you feel better about the fact that like one person is spending all this money and the other person's like, okay.
Yeah. But I do think if you can surprise them within
the confines
reasons,
of, yes.
And within reason or yeah, exactly. Within
well,
because
the
then
confines. It becomes something that you've discussed. It's like the planning party element. It's like something that you've discussed that you've talked about what you want. And there's like a little element of surprise,
yeah.
but for the most part, you know, it's happening, you know,
yeah,
you know, they're not going to go crazy with it. There's not going to be some flash mob that embarrasses you slash
yeah.
you're sad that all your friends got together to practice a dance and you weren't there.
Yeah.
Surprise flash mobs.
Oh no. That sounds awful.
Not only cruel and unusual and obviously tacky, but like I would be so mad if everyone I loved got together to choreograph a dance and I was not part of it.
Yeah, that's true. That sounds like so much fun.
So much more fun.
Where did you rehearse it?
Yeah.
Like, did you guys have pizza
did
afterward?
Did everyone drink beforehand?
Oh
did
my
you
God.
Pregame this? And now like I'm the one who has to watch
and then you
a
don't
dance
know
they
the
performed?
Dance. Like
no,
you can't
exactly.
even join in.
No. Yeah.
Rude.
It's impeccably rude.
I will say like I think certain surprises are nice. Like I think it's very sweet when like kids surprise their parents by coming home when they didn't think they could and stuff like that. But sometimes that's not great either. Like
totally.
You say, Mom, I can't come over Thanksgiving. And then she's like crying about it
totally.
For a long time. And then you're like, surprise, here I am. That's different.
The only surprises I think I like are like soldiers coming home from war.
Yeah, that's nice.
But again, I think I would like to know my dad's coming home ahead
Have
of
you,
time.
Yeah. By the way, just thinking about back to the engagement part. Have you seen those videos of like women like getting arrested and met like
what
fake arrested? Yes. Like pulled over by a fake police. There's like viral videos now about like how far can we go? And then all of a sudden
to
they
surprise
turn
engage
to like all of a sudden she's like, they're both getting arrested. And then all of a sudden she turns around, she's crying and he's on his knee with a ring and they're actors.
That is the most horrifying
yes.
thing I have ever heard in my entire life.
Yes. It's out of control.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Cause now you're not only like embarrassing and scaring your future fiance, but you're exploiting it for viral content.
Yes.
Is
yes.
like what?
It's like, yeah. And then it's like the danger aspect of it. Like what?
Oh,
I don't know. It just feels,
oh, the world is
it's
gross.
Cruel. It is a
yeah.
prank. That
it's
is what
prank.
It is.
It's
that
a sick
is a prank. That's
and
not
you're doing
an
that
engagement.
For yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing that for yourself to be like, oh my God. And then
so
that other person
yourself.
Has to feel embarrassed and ashamed. It's so gross.
Yeah.
I hate pranks. I hate pranks with every ounce of my being. April Fool's Day is like the worst thing in the world and needs to be canceled.
I agree with that.
It's the worst. Also, real quick, where are you on like surprise, like gifts? Like things like that. Like, are you like,
what, like give an example.
So like, for example, I guess the big one that you addressed was like a surprise, trip, something like that. Is that something that you'd be like, great, I'm on board for this? Or like,
it's hard. Cause me personally,
yeah.
I'm such a planner.
Same.
Like, and I think it would be very stressful to me if,
not knowing.
Yeah. My boyfriend for my last, not this past birthday, but the one before, this was also a nice thing. It was like, we talked about that. I wanted to just go away, the two of us, mm-hmm. for like a night somewhere easy. And he was like, great, let me plan it. And then he planned the whole thing. But then the morning of, I was like, no, I need to know where we're going.
That's exactly.
I can't, I don't know how to pack. Like, this is ridiculous.
100%. Sweet Mike, my darling partner. Mm-hmm. When we first started dating, it was like very clear to me that he loved the idea of surprising
that
me.
That makes sense to me.
And
yes.
It was, oh, doesn't mm-hmm. it? Fully. And he's like the sweetest, like so energetic.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can be chill with this. Like, you know, because I can tell it brings him joy. Right?
Yes.
Our first Valentine's Day together, he was like, I really want to surprise you. Like, it'll be a thing. Wear gym shoes. And I was like, weird. It's February in LA. It's like kind of cold. We're not big hikers or active people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really, it's after work. It's dark outside. Like, what could this possibly be? So thankfully I went against what he said.
Yeah.
And I wore a normal outfit with normal shoes and I brought gym shoes. And then we went to dinner and the surprise was that we were going to dinner and then walking to the theater and he wanted to make sure I was comfortable walking to the theater.
Oh, sweet Mike.
I know. And I was like, that is so thoughtful because like, it was like, you know, a mile walk. Like,
yeah.
But babe, if I had gym shoes on, like
a fancy dinner in the theater.
I would have And I was like, that is so thoughtful.
Yeah.
But like, here's like, and he was like, oh yeah, I guess. And then I was like, now he feels bad because I've like mentioned that it's crazy. And it was like such a thoughtful thing, but like, oh, can't do it. He also tried one more time to surprise me. We finally had the conversation. This was the time when it fully came to a head, but he was like, for your birthday, we're going to do a weekend getaway. Here's a list of things to pack. And this was after the gym shoes incident. So
uh-huh.
I was like, look me in the eye and tell me if we're going somewhere nice, like we need this.
Yeah.
If I'm going somewhere where I need swimming, I need this. I overpacked like crazy because I was
sure,
like, I don't trust this. We get in the car. 2 hours in, I'm like, he's not even telling me how long I'm going to be in the car
for. I hate that.
So this is like crazy. I can tell at a certain point that we are lost because we keep going. And I am like, again, trying to be like, I know he really likes doing this. So mm-hmm. like, it makes me happy to see him happy. So I was like trying to be chill about it. And all of a sudden he's like pulling over to ask people. Our GPS has stopped working. We're like pulling over. And I'm like, babe, I love you. You have to tell me where we're going.
Where were you going?
He was taking me to San Diego to do that potato chip rock hike, which for those of you unfamiliar is a 9-mile hike.
We have
not eaten breakfast. We have sunscreen. We are both in just day clothes thing. And like, I was like, we need to turn around. There is a Subway sandwich. We walked in the Subway and I was like, I hate surprises. I hate surprises. I love you so much. we can't do this. Like, I was like, this is so nice. I really want to do this hike, but I really want to be prepared to do this hike and excited to do this hike. And he was like, yeah, you're so right. I am so sorry. Like, this was total chaos. But it was one of those things where I had to like come out to him as like, I am miserable doing this. And like, I know you're trying to bring me. And I mean, honestly, it's brought us significantly closer. Like knowing that this is something that I want, like that I don't want.
Well,
and like,
again, it's communication
exactly.
of like wants and needs. And I feel like sometimes surprises aren't, most of the time are not about the other person.
No.
I will say I like the small amount of surprise. Like for Jeremy, for his birthday 1 year, I got us into the Magic Castle.
Oh, fun.
And I wanted that to be a surprise.
Yeah.
And so we like had a fun day. It was his actual birthday. And I was like, do you know where we were going tonight? Have you figured it out? He's like, no. But then it got to, because Magic Castle is a very strict dress code.
Oh, right.
Like you have to wear a suit. You have to wear like dress shoes. And so when I was telling him that, he's like, where are you taking? Like he was like horrified. Like, I don't want to go to like a, he thought it was going to be like the most expensive dinner
totally.
Of all time or something. And then finally I was like, we're going to the Magic Castle.
Yeah. and then he was like, oh, that's exactly what I want. Like,
yeah.
Great.
And he was still excited. It was still a surprise.
Yes.
But then he was able to be like, oh, now I know how to dress and why. And I don't feel nervous.
I don't have to fear this thing that's supposed to be for me.
Yes.
Yeah. Mike loves surprises, but it's such a he's pretty vocal about what he likes and what he wants. So he's like a little easier in terms of like events. Like he's the first one to be like, these tickets are on sale. And I'll be like, okay, don't get them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, then he can like sort of pretend to be surprised.
Yeah.
And like, it's like the fake surprise of like, I was hoping it was this, I kind of knew it was this. And now you've confirmed that it's this, which is like fine. It's so bizarre. Why are we doing this?
I don't know. It's
Why
crazy.
Why are any of us doing this?
It's wild.
Surprises don't keep it spicy. Communication keeps it spicy.
Yes.
That's the last
Absolutely.
Thing I'll say.
Oh my God.
About that. Yeah. I think you're really on to something. I feel like we need to start confronting our friends who are like trying to throw surprise parties for their loved ones.
I think so. Oh, one very minor point that I wanted to address was, the other thing that you're doing to your partner's friends is you're forcing them to come to a party, not just on time, but early.
So true.
And if you don't, you ruin it.
Yeah.
And you also have to like, there's all these parameters, like you have to park far away so that they don't recognize your car. There's a big LA problem. So like you're asking people to come early to a party and park far away all for this like one. And then also like,
which is in LA, the craziest thing you can ask of anyone, and being there, on time is hard enough.
And there's nothing weirder than like the pre-surprise part of a surprise party where everyone's just kind of like eating chips and being like, are they coming?
Or like hiding for like 10 minutes. Yeah. It's like, they're going to be here any second now. And then like 10 minutes later,
he texted,
you're like,
he's not here yet. Oh, I didn't see. Oh my God.
Yeah. Sorry guys. The lights have been off. We've all been silent for
you're
15 minutes.
On I have your bad knees
next to like your friend's coworker. Yeah. You really like didn't need to have this intimate moment with.
No.
Bad knees really is a thing.
Yeah. I mean, when over 30, you know, crouching is not that easy.
No, 100%. Also, this just reminded me, last one, a friend of mine, I'm a monster in this story, but that's okay.
Oh, great.
A friend of mine was having a surprise 30th birthday last year. And her parents were throwing it and it was in Newport. And the plan was that we were all going to get there early and we were going to like hang on the boat and like be in the marina.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, great. Drove down, parked far away, got there on time. We surprised her. She was like a little bit horrified, but like, you know, seemed to be grateful. But then we were all brought on this boat where then we all found out together that we weren't just cruising the marina. We were going to be taken out into the ocean for upward of 5 hours on one of the choppiest days of the year. Half of this, my dear friend, half of her family is like, are like huge sailors. Like her family, like lived on a boat. Like they're boat people. The other half of us are puking off the side.
Yep.
A friend of mine looks at me and just goes, I've dissociated. Like she was just gone. Like that was completely it. Like I was like trying to be a good sport. Cause I was like, it's your birthday. I hate boats. I would have like brought Dramamine if I was,
I was just
unprepared for this. And finally I snapped and I was like, hi, I'm so sorry. I see that there's a lifeboat. Can somebody please take me home on it?
Oh my God.
And I made her mother drive me home on a lifeboat because I was like, I die otherwise. Like,
well,
I die here.
It doesn't get better. I've been seasick many times. Oh, and once you cross over, there's no return until you are on land.
It was the most brutal. I was like, this is, I'm being held captive.
Yeah.
I was asking how far the swim would be to land. Like, I was like, maybe.
I once went to Hawaii, sorry to my friend who didn't. And I went on this, like, it was a snorkeling, sailing excursion. Uh-huh. It was a big boat. I was like, it's going to be fine. And me and my friend both got seasick, my friend worse than me. And we had paid a lot of money for this thing. And I was like, I would pay double that amount just for someone to get me to the shore. But it was just like, there's no way. It was awful.
That is truly. Yeah. It's, I was like, I will swim and then I will Uber however far
sure.
it takes.
Yes.
No money is a cost at this point in my life. I will go bankrupt to get off this boat.
Yeah. That's being hilarious. Held hostage by your body.
That's,
you know,
exactly. That's exactly what it is. I think you've done a very, very wonderful job of dying on this hill. How
Thank
are you feeling?
You. I feel both alive and dead.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And that is the best way to feel. Do you have any closing statements that you'd like to say to people out there thinking about throwing surprise parties for their loved ones or enemies, perhaps, because that's what it seems like we're really
I mean,
onto.
I guess all I'll say is, I am like you.
Yeah.
I want to delight and celebrate my friends and loved ones.
Totally.
And you think it's going to be different for you, but I promise you it will not be. That's all.
Claps all around for one. Fully agree. And with that, I'd love to read you your eulogy.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
We've gathered here today to say goodbye to Melissa Hunter, who died on the hill of surprise parties are a terrible idea. Melissa is survived by her many projects, including the Santa Clarita Diet, available on Netflix, and her darling cat, Dorian Gray. You can follow Melissa's legacy on Instagram at Melissa Hunter and on Twitter at Melissa FTW. Melissa, we are so grateful for your time today and for sacrificing your life for such a noble cause. May you rest in peace somewhere where everything is planned and surprise parties are not a thing. R.I.P.
Thank you so much.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to today's episode of Hills I'd Die On. If you're enjoying the podcast, feel free to rate it on Apple Podcasts and leave a comment letting me know what you liked most. You can also reach out to me on Twitter at @ByTaylorCox. I am always happy to hear thoughts or feelings or compliments or, of course, any hills you guys might be willing to die on yourselves. Thanks again for listening and hope to see you next week.